Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. There's an enormous variety of veggies out there in our Maryland markets and grocery stores. And as Chef Jerry Pellegrino can tell you, one of life's treats is to go shopping and fill your basket with whatever captures your fancy. And Jerry, one thing that you can do is whip up a vegetable-heavy summer casserole. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, look, casseroles are great. One-pan dishes make life grand.
Yes.
Right? No cleanup. You could even, like, put it in the fridge with leftovers and pull it out the next day. You don't even have to do any dishes that night.
It usually tastes better that way.
Yeah, but so, and you're right. I mean, it's been an interesting season, like a little wet.
Mm-hmm.
So we might not see as many of the, like, cooler crops in the fall because guys aren't getting out in the fields. But, man, the stuff that has been in is amazing. And tons of it. Like, it's everywhere.
Well, one of my favorite summer casseroles is an eggplant lasagna, which my girlfriend Vicky has pretty much perfected.
Yeah, eggplant. I mean, everyone's scared of it in a lot of ways. And I agree, because I've seen... So the problem with all this rain, right, is things are huge.
Yeah.
Right? And so, you know, the big eggplant with all the seeds can be bitter.
Yeah, look for the eggplant with the pointy end, because that's the male, and that has much smaller seeds. That's
what I like to work with. And focus on smaller ones rather than bigger ones. I know there's a lot of big guys out there, but that's the move.
We like to saute the slices of eggplant first in olive oil, and then...
Which requires a ton of oil.
It does.
Right? These guys are like sponges.
They are.
So don't be scared.
Yeah.
That's going to happen. You're going to have to continue to put oil in the pan every time you do some slices.
That's right. Put the slices on the bottom. On top of that, you can put a layer of... And I say use fresh tomatoes and fresh onions. Don't feel like you have to use the sauce.
Oh, no.
The flavor is good.
Fresh tomatoes are great. I mean, especially this time of year.
We like to use ground turkey and then lots of mozzarella, lots of Asiago cheese, and just keep making up as many layers as you want.
Right.
And it's a wonderful dish, and it does get better the next day.
Yeah.
Food and Wine magazine put together a summer vegetable casserole recipe that combines a whole bunch of things. You work with thinly sliced Yukon Gold potatoes. That's your bottom layer. Then you work in thinly sliced yellow and orange bell peppers, white onion, garlic, sliced plum tomatoes, sliced zucchini, various herbs and spices, and some Parmigiano-Reggiano cheese. That sounds good.
This is the kitchen sink casserole.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, apparently you can just put anything you want.
You really
can.
But
honestly, it's an easy dish, right?
Yes.
Why not? Just go with whatever you got. You can even clean the fridge with these projects.
Well, here's one you might want to try, a squash, onion, and curly kale casserole.
Sure.
And you put thin slices of yellow and green summer squash and onion in a tinfoil pouch, cook them on a grill, and then use that to start your casserole. You chop up your curly kale, you can blanch it a little bit. I would like to throw in some jalapeno peppers,
some spice, of course.
Yeah, and then lots of garlic, and then season it with salt, pepper, and herb de Provence. Stir in a little olive oil to it and breadcrumbs, and you're good to go. It's a nice dish.
You're going to roast these in the oven with foil on top.
Right.
Right, for a while. And then pull it off the last 20 minutes, let it get nice and brown.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great process. I think, like I said, you can do anything with this.
Another approach is to get all your ingredients together and throw in some eggs. And you're actually making a frittata.
I was going to say that you're borderlining on frittata.
Yeah, I think you're going over the border. It's definitely a type of a frittata, but it is a summer casserole. The nice thing about a frittata is there's very few ingredients that are incompatible. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.